Blog Talk Radio.
We are the UR Tennis Network. Our mission is to be the voice of tennis. We enlist a team of passionate enthusiasts to promote our sport. We strive to bring interesting perspectives on the many spins of tennis. Our goal is to provide the learners of our sport with current news and information from many angles. We seek active participation from communities interested in tennis, but tennis is not interested in them. We are expanding our outreach. Tennis is a true lifetime sport that needs to be talked about, and the UR Tennis Network pledges to pursue this idea relentlessly.
Good afternoon, and welcome to the Tennis Authority. I am Natalie Fox, the host of this great show. Thank you for joining me today. I know we got lots of new listeners last week as we were discussing the upcoming Tennis Expo in New York. So I know we have many new ones again today, I can tell already. So thank you for joining us. You're going to love today's show. If you're a repeat listener, thank you also for coming back. I know I've been enjoying my letters from you guys this week, and always love hearing from you. So you can find us, as always, on Facebook. You can look for the UR Tennis Network. You can also search for me under the Tennis Authority. And you can send me email at info@thetennisauthority.com. Love hearing from you guys. Love when you tell me who you are, what you like hearing on the show, and maybe what you don't like hearing on the show, and what you'd like to hear have on air in the future. So you just heard a little intro about what the UR Tennis Network is about. And for those of you that are new, you may be wondering, well, who is this Natalie girl and where does she come from? What does she know about tennis? And so I'll tell you a little about myself. I started playing tennis a little bit later for some. And I was about 13 years old, lived in a pretty rural area in a suburb of Houston. And so I didn't really have a lot of access to courts, much less instructors. And turned out my eighth grade PE coach had played college tennis, and I had always just wanted to play, learn how to play. I don't know what about it drew me to the sport, but I was always drawn to the sport. So I was very fortunate to connect with her, start taking lessons, and I just fell in love. Won't say I was the best one out there, but I loved it, and I was out there every chance I could get. Graduated a year early from high school, wasn't quite sure what I wanted to do, and I was doing research in the library one day because the internet hadn't quite, it was out, but we really didn't use it like we use it today. So in the back of this book, I find out about this tennis program out of Tyler, Texas, and you actually go and you learn about tennis. You learn about teaching, you learn about running facilities, programs, events, and I thought, oh my gosh, you mean I can have a job in tennis? How amazing is that? How amazing is it that I can go get an actual degree in tennis? So off I went to Tyler, Texas, took some convincing with my parents. My mom wasn't quite sure, you know, really, what kind of job are you going to get when you come out of that? But with much convincing from my stepfather, they let me go, and that's where I met the producer of this network, founder of the network, producer of our show, Jason Haynes. And he was the women's coach at the time there, and he was one of the instructors in the tennis tech program. And here we are, just a few years later. I won't tell you how many that is, but a few years later, here we are, all part of the UR Tennis Network and doing what we can for tennis. And I just cannot believe that I'm here, I get to do this. And I'm sure many years ago, sitting in that classroom, no one ever thought that shy Natalie girl would ever be on the radio talking to people about their products and businesses and services, and that's what we do here at the Tennis Authority. There's a different show every single day of the week here at the UR Tennis Network. We have seven different shows. We're striving to get to two shows a day. That will be coming probably by the end of 2013. So very, very excited about that. You know, you can take us anywhere with you. You can't take your TV with you and watch the Tennis Channel, but you've always got to the UR Tennis Network here with you. And it doesn't matter if you miss a live show, that's okay too, because we are podcasted on iTunes. So you just download that iTunes app on your iPhone or iPad, and you can listen to us anytime, which I do that myself, even if I miss a live show. I've listened to about three this morning. So very exciting, very fun. There's lots going on. I'm going to run through the shows real quickly. On Sundays, we have Women Ruling the Court with Alyssa Coab. We have Parenting Aces with Lisa Stones on Monday. Does a great job talking to parents of juniors, and I even enjoy her show, and I don't have children. Tuesdays, we have Diversity in College Tennis with Jason Haynes. That is our producer. So you want to catch his show, great show on college tennis. He also does a great job of updating you on current events out there. The Bruce Lipka Show, oops, that's Wednesday. Chuck Creasy has American Tennis on Wednesdays, and what an amazing show. One of my favorite shows to listen to. And we have Bruce Lipka on Thursdays. You have us. You found us here. Friday, the Tennis Authority, and Saturdays, we have Minorities in Tennis with Alex Chan. So you want to take a little bit of time and check out the shows. Bear with me 1 second. We seem to be having some technical difficulty. Oh, it looks like we're back up. Okay, so I apologize. You may have lost me for a minute, but it looks like we're back up. So that's us. That's the UR Tennis Network. That's the Tennis Authority. That's what we're all about. We had a fantastic show last week. We talked with David Sickman and Adam Wolfaw. They are putting on this amazing event up in New York, the first annual Tennis Expo. They did a great job telling about what all is going to take place at the Expo, and a lot's happened since then. They're also the publishers of the Long Island and New York Tennis Magazine, so go check them out online, subscribe to those, you can get updates, and you can get the publications sent to you in your email, and it's a great read. I'm from Texas, I still enjoy reading it, I get a tip every day, so check that out. They are joining us again today, and they're going to tell us what's happened since last Friday, and the news on what's coming on at the Expo. Hey,
hi,
David.
Natalie.
Hey, Adam. Hi.
Hi, how are you? How's everything going?
Everything is great. I love being here. I'm so grateful that you guys have taken time to come back again this week and share with us what's going on.
Well, we thank you for having us. And, yes, you know, we loved explaining to all your listeners everything that's going on with our very exciting event that's coming up April 28th at the National Tennis Center. Which is the New York Tennis Expo, and also talking about the background to both magazines, New York and Long Island Tennis Magazine, and how we are growing and what we plan to do in the future. And I'd like to update everybody on what's going on with the event as we move forward right now.
Great. We want to hear it. What's happened this week?
Well, over the past week, we've reached an exciting goal. We now have over 1,000 attendees pre-registered for the event. So, you know, after your radio broadcast and with the marketing that we're doing, you know, we're excited that we finally met the 1,000-person pre-registration mark. And as of this morning, we are at 1,025 in pre-registration. And I think we're well on our way to the largest grassroots tennis event ever held in New York. And I think, you know, we're probably looking at somewhere between 2,000 and 2,500 people come April 28th, who you'll be able to meet and interview, and who will be able to spend a great day of family fun out in New York.
Awesome. I'm very, very excited about that event coming up. Looking forward to it. Can't wait for it. So if someone's new listening today, give a brief rundown on what's going to happen at this expo.
Sure. Well, the event is a family fun event. It's you know, for everybody. People of all ages are going to have different things that they can do there. We're going to have about 50 exhibitors setting up shop and branding their products, giving out free giveaways, raffles, gift cards, coupons, everything like that, great prizes, and also selling some of the top merchandise in the tennis industry, which is very exciting. We're going to have two speaker sessions, actually, with the legendary Nick Bollettieri headlining, along with former top 10 player Tim Mayotte, former top 100 Robert Kendrick. We have some of the top coaches in the area who will be taking part, some of the top junior players who will be taking part, and political commentator Sean Hannity, very famous from Fox News, will be emceeing these speaker sessions. So we have some big names. We have you know, some great things going on, and we're excited with that. We're also going to have a activity zone. We're going to have three courts where kids can come in. Nick Bollettieri will be leading a 10 and under tennis area. We're going to have a speed serve booth and plenty of other activities where people can win prizes. We're going to have an outside deck for parent-child area where they can hit and learn to play and have some fun. And we're going to have a kids zone where I'd actually like to announce one of our new sponsors, the Artful Experience, will be coming on board to be the face painting, balloon animal, and glitter tattoos. They'll be supplying that for all the kids who'd like to, you know, take part in that. And it's just going to be a fun day for everybody and, you know, many different things. And one of the really cool things we're going to have there is tours of the National Tennis Center, specifically Arthur Ashe Stadium Court, which is obviously where they play the U.S. Open and all the main attractions, main matches there. And we're going to have a behind-the-scenes look at the Arthur Ashe Tennis Center, the locker rooms, the court, and everything like that, that people can sign up for at the event as well. So between the behind-the-scenes tours, the kids zone, the activity courts, the speaker sessions, and some of these great exhibitors and supporters that are going to be on hand, and the 2,000-plus people we're expecting, it's going to be a huge day for tennis in New York, and we're very excited.
I'm very excited. I'm so excited. I'm flying all the way from Texas to come check it out. I honestly cannot wait to come be part of this, and I'm so honored to be part of this. How much does an event like this cost?
Well, there's a lot of fees that go into it. There's a lot of time that goes into it. I mean, we're doing this entirely on our own. You know, we don't have a huge staff here, and the time and effort this is taking, the finances this is taking, are quite large. You know, it's not a money-making event for us. It's something where we give back to our supporters. It's a situation in which we can bring the community together. Every time we do something like that, you know, everyone wants more and more. Everyone says how great it is to have everybody in one place. I mean, most of the community spends their time trying to do this. Most of the organizations and the businesses, all they want throughout the year is to run events where they bring the community together, bring in new players, add participation, you know, meet with other owners, meet with other retailers, and that's what we're able to do. We're able to use our platform, we're able to use our marketing ability, and we're able to use the publications and everything that we do multimedia to organize and run an event like this. It's very difficult. It's the first time we're doing it on this scale, but we're extremely excited about the buzz it's created, and we're going to do our best to make it the best event that we can.
I think it will be probably the best event anyone's experienced, I feel like. And for the attendees, there is no cost whatsoever.
Correct. That's part of our model with this. You know, we want to bring in all the tennis enthusiasts from New York, Long Island, and obviously Texas, California, Arizona, Maryland, and everywhere else they're coming in from. It's a completely free event. You know, whether it's listening to Nick playing in his 10 and under program, meeting the exhibitors, and playing on court, the kids' activities, everything is free. So, you know, come down, join us, and enjoy the activities. And it's our way to you know, kind of bring the community together, both in attendees and exhibitors, and let everybody talk face-to-face. Speaking of exhibitors, I actually also wanted to announce three new sponsors that have come on board this week on a large scale. On your program, we had the honor of having Hollabird Sports come on and say that they were going to come out for Maryland for this last week. And in the days that have followed, I've spoken with Saul and David Hirschfield, and they are going to come on as a platinum sponsor, which is very exciting to have Hollabird Sports out at our event. They're going to make the drive down from Maryland, or I should say drive up from Maryland. Also, Midtown Tennis Clubs is going to be a gold sponsor, and the Migre Group, which is sports memorabilia, will also be a gold sponsor. And at this point, we are 99% sold out. We are right on the cusp of, by the time we speak to you next week, there will be no space remaining. So it's very exciting that we're at this point.
All right, so tell our listeners if they're interested in talking to you more about getting a booth or attending, where do they find out that information?
For pre-registration, we've set up a site at eventbrite.com. That's eventbrite.com/NYTennisExpo. That's going to have most of the information about the expo, as well as you'll have the ability to pre-register and add your name to the email database to keep you up to date with the latest updates of what's going on at the expo. And
you can call us also if you have any questions, or you'd like to inquire about volunteering, or you'd like to inquire about exhibit space. You can call us at 516-409-4444. Speak to any of our staff members, and they'll be able to help you out. Or you can email us at info@usptennis.com. That's info@usptennis.com, and we'll get back to you right away. So we're looking forward to that. And by the time we speak next week, hopefully we'll be at 1,500 attendees and completely sold out with many more updates. We'll be able to give you the activity zone sponsors, bag sponsors, and everything else by next Friday.
Fantastic. Adam, David, thank you so much for coming back and speaking with us again, letting us know what's going on, and I look forward to next week.
Thanks for having us, Natalie.
Thanks,
Natalie. All right. Take care.
Have a good day.
Thank you. All right, guys, that was Adam Sickman and David Wolfstall from publishers of Long Island and New York Tennis magazines. They're doing an amazing job of putting on this fantastic event that's upcoming next month, April 28th, so you don't want to miss out. You can get more information at eventbrite.com/New York Tennis Expo. Check that out. It's going to be exciting. The Tennis Authority is going to be there representing the UR Tennis Network, and what a privilege that is for me. I'm sure you're tired of hearing me say that, but I just cannot wait. I cannot wait to meet these guys. We've had Saul Schwartz from Hollybird Sports on this show several times, which reminds me I want to remind you guys of his Hurricane Sandy tennis relief, that he's got going on. You can check that out at http://www.gofundme.com/20PKDK. I challenge each of you, give something. If it's $10, we here at the Tennis Authority have made a commitment to give just a little bit every week, and it's going to all add up and give back to these people in Long Island who are affected by Hurricane Sandy that they can't even get back on the court yet. So Saul's got some great contacts. He can really stretch the dollar, get the equipment at the best price. So we are going to head to a commercial break. I want you to go to that website while we're listening to the commercial, make your donation, do something to give back to this great sport that we love. And we'll be right back.
Alternative Lighting and Power is a renewable energy solutions focused company with an emphasis in helping athletic facilities. We would like to upgrade your tennis complex to the 21st century. We offer a range of services that will upgrade your tennis complex. We can use our technology to make your facility virtually disappear from the energy grid. We can provide lights, scoreboards, scoring systems, cooling systems, heating systems, camera systems, covered seating areas, wastewater management, and even new buildings. Our company is located in Houston, Texas, but we provide services to all 50 states and internationally. We would love to visit with you about our opportunities. Please contact Ed Love at 832-549-4193 or email at elove@alternativel-p.com. You can also visit our website at www.alternativel-p.com. We are the sunny side of business.
Welcome back to the Tennis Authority. I am Natalie Fox, your host. We are going to go right into our featured guest today. We have Garrett Gates of 10 Cap Tennis. And we've all heard of 10 Cap Tennis, and I'm excited that he's going to be on today. I've been talking a lot with people this week who've heard of it. They don't quite know what it is, so he's going to tell us all about it. Looking forward to speaking with him. Let's go ahead and bring him on. Hello, Garrett.
Hey, Natalie. Thanks for having me.
Hey, thanks for being here. Welcome to the Tennis Authority. Very excited for your debut on our show today. So welcome to the show.
Thanks.
Tell our listeners, where are you calling from today?
I'm calling from Kansas City, Kansas. I'm in Kansas City, Missouri. I'm living in Boston. Our company is actually headquartered out of Kansas City, Missouri, though.
Oh, fantastic. Okay, so Garrett, you've got a pretty fun and exciting tennis background. Tell us a little about that, how you got started and the life path tennis took you.
Sure. Well, my father is a tennis director and got me involved in tennis at a pretty early age. He was the tennis director at the Carriage Club in Kansas City. And I started playing probably around 5 or 6. I did play multiple sports growing up. He never really pushed me too hard with tennis. I kind of got the tennis bug at age 16, where I started playing more competitively in the Missouri Valley and the USTA tournaments, and which success there took me into college, helped me get into Bowdoin College in Maine, where I'm happy to say we won a NESCAC conference championship my senior year as the captain, which was really exciting. Then, you know, I got out of college, and it was hard for me to actually get involved in the tennis community, and that probably is one of the strong reasons why I joined on as to 10-cap tennis. It was, you know, you graduate from college, you're used to having it be very easy to play, and it was it wasn't easy. I mean, where do you go? I couldn't afford to join a club, and I'm new to an area. I took a job up in Boston, didn't know anybody. How do I get involved? How do I find somebody to play with? How can I participate in the league? It was a hard transition for me. I did meet friends, got picked up in tennis, took a job completely unrelated to tennis, and the opportunity here at 10-cap Tennis brought me back to the tennis world, you could say.
All right. And I know that's so exciting. I was so excited when this show came up, because I myself had a hard time finding my place in tennis after college, and so I know it must bring you a feeling of joy, because it does me to be in the industry again. I'm just curious, on a side note, what happened at 16 that made you catch the bug?
Yeah, I mean, I think success. I actually really believe success helps. You know, I was successful to a degree in basketball, but it was 5'11", and didn't really see a career there. Mm-hmm. I was winning a lot and having a lot of fun with the people I was around. I mean, traveling to tournaments was unique. When you get good, when you're playing at a high level, you're traveling from, you know, you're traveling to different parts of the country, and you're traveling with the same people who become your friends, and it's a really cool experience that no other sport really provides, because you're independent, you're a team of one. However, you're also, you've got a group of supporting people who go to all the tournaments with you, and you can really kind of consider your friends and begin to develop relationships with. So when I got good enough to start traveling, I think that kind of caught the bug.
That's very well said, and I couldn't agree with you more. I posted something to that effect on Facebook a few weeks ago. Just what a great family I have in the tennis world. I mean, it's its own family, its own group, and I don't know that anyone out there looks out for me the way the tennis family does. It's just a great network of people, and I feel sorry and sad for the people that aren't involved. I truly do.
It is a very unique, I think tennis players have a respect for each other, and it does establish a very unique, tight-knit community.
And I am very grateful to be part of that. Okay, Garrett, let's get on and talk about what you're here for. For those people that don't know what 10-cap tennis is, tell us.
Sure. 10-cap tennis is a company that specializes in racket sports technologies. We currently operate in 5 racket sports: tennis, squash, racquetball, table tennis, and paddle tennis. Our goal is with tennis, we provide an event-based social network to really bring the community together. I mean, we all share a common belief And we really believe that the entire tennis community should be unified. We believe that tennis is a global sport, but it starts locally, and we need to empower both players and organizers with, like, the tools to grow those local communities, whether they're a club, league, public facility, CTA, big organization, municipality. And we also need to provide the players with a central location to track their match history. I mean, how cool would it be if I had a place where all my matches were from, you know, dating back to when I was 16 or when I was 10, when I started playing, and I wouldn't have to be like, oh yeah, who was that guy I played in Iowa? We're really looking at bringing together, using events to bring together the tennis community. So what 10CAP is, in summary, is we're a central location where people can go to find other players in their area, join a tennis community, and participate in events. It's also a place where organizers can run events and help promote their events to other members of the local tennis community. We're an event-based social network, but I know that doesn't mean a lot to everybody.
So take us through each role or section. You have a section for if someone's a player, organizer, or facility owner. How would each of those people use your site?
So a facility owner or a organization, one of our clients, Lifetime Fitness, for example, uses it to help manage their members, help connect their members as a central location for them to find each other, as a central location to, you know, communicate with their members. We offer a dynamic communication system. Say you want to communicate with players of X ability level. As they go in and out of that ability level, it allows them to communicate with them. It also provides them a central location to run all their events. So they can have all these different networks within their organization for each facility, and they can run events out of that network and have everything roll up so they can have a championship at a headquarter level. So let's say everybody runs their club championships at a local level. They can disseminate administrative access to those networks and grow it that way. There's a ton of other capabilities that we allow them to do, but really they set up, they've got a website where they can direct their own players and manage their players. One thing I did not mention that I really should, that's an intricate part of 10CAP Tennis, is a dynamic rating system. We believe that tennis needs a unifying way to bring the entire tennis community together. And we think the USTA has done a good job with the NTRP. However, only 3% of tennis players have an accurate NTRP rating. We provide a public portal where people can develop a rating that's accurate and changes on match results, based on match results, regardless of whether it's a USTA sanctioned event or if it's a, or whether they're a USTA member.
So how would a person, just average Joe player that wanted to get involved, what would they do?
So they log on to the site. The first thing they do is once they log on, once they sign up, they have a list of networks in their area based on the state that they signed up, which they can get involved to or request to get involved to. They mark the ones that they associate themselves with, and then they take a rating wizard, which is the initial self-rating examination. Once they've done that, they're in the system. They can find people in those specific networks in which to play. They can sign up for events in the networks in which they signed up to. And as I mentioned, tennis is local, and that's why we provide people with the opportunity to associate themselves in the network that they feel most connected to. And then we allow them to create a network. Say if a network does not exist, I had somebody from Cary, North Carolina call me the other day, and there's no Cary, North Carolina network. She wanted to run one. So we set her up and provided her with the ability to organize a tennis community within Cary, North Carolina, which I think is a real benefit, providing the tools to both players and organizers and empowering them to bring a community together and grow their own games.
Very good. And tell us about the self-rating exam. How does that work?
So a lot of people associate themselves with an NTRP level. The problem we found, and one of the reasons I really like 10 Cap Tennis as a company and it continue to expand it, players who don't play, who are getting involved in tennis for the first time after not playing for a while, really want to have a good experience their first time out. If they go and they play somebody and they get blown out, it's hard. It's hard for them to get motivated to play it again. Neither the person who blows the other person out or the person who gets blown out really, I guess, has a good experience. So what 10 Cap does is we initially start people out with a self-rating, and we have different accuracy levels. So an introductory rating would be what you start with, and an introductory rating is really a self-rating. It's a rating that's just been given based on a player's self-examination. After you have match history takes in, you go into a provisional rating, and after 24 sets against at least 6 different opponents, you get an official rating. In the official rating, we can assure that a player going out playing another official rated player is going to have a good match and a good time. So you're going back to your question, you asked how they initially self-rate. If they self-rate they can self-rate in two ways. They can self-rate if they know what their approximate NTRP is. They can utilize that, or we provide a list of descriptions in which they can select depending on which best fits their level of play.
And do you find that this rating system alleviates the issue with people playing out of their level? In other words,
go ahead.
I was at a club a couple weeks ago, and I heard a guy reporting another person who was a far better player than the level that they were playing for a certain match that they shouldn't have been playing. So does this help eliminate that?
Yes, it does. And we have clients that run 6,000-person leagues, and they see a compatibility level of play of above 95%. And what the organizer measures compatibility by is no team should win less than 40% of their games, and no team should win more than 60% of their games. So if you think about it, that means on average scores are 6-4 or closer in any given division. And without our level of accuracy of ratings, you're not going to be able to get 95%+ compatibility of divisions with 6-4 are closer matches on average. So yes, we've seen it be incredibly effective in all 5 sports that we currently operate, but particularly tennis.
Good. And are all of the networks, are they within the U.S. or are there international ones as well?
We just brought on Richard Branson's club chain in England, Virgin Active. Mm-hmm. And that has exemplified started our trip overseas. Our goal is to bring together tennis, and tennis is an international sport, and we would like to continue to grow internationally as opportunities present ourselves. But they've really forged the path forward for us to become an international company.
Awesome. And is 10 Cap pretty evenly distributed across the U.S., or is it more popular in certain areas than others?
It's definitely more populated in certain areas. We're starting in certain pockets of the country. And the reason why is rating systems are only good if other people are using them. So we do marketing campaigns in certain pockets of the country. We started here in Kansas City, and we have a very high level of saturation of tennis players in the Kansas City area on our platform. We're beginning to make traction up in Boston, down in Houston. We've got a large contingency of users in Sacramento. But right now we are focusing our efforts and concentrating our efforts in geographical locations, and would love to encourage people who would like to join the movement in unifying tennis, if they have a geographical location that they think would really benefit from an increased run of events, to reach out to us, and we'd be happy to help them, I guess, bring together a particular tennis community.
All right. And how about when it comes to the USTA? Do they give you any trouble for this other rating system, or have they been supportive?
Well, we're really, I think, filling a hole the USTA has left, which is a rating system, a dynamic rating system for non-USTA members. I like the USTA rating system, and we do equivalencies towards the rating system. So an X of a 10 cap rating actually will result to, for example, an 18 results to a 5-5 level player. I can tell you what all the equivalencies back and forth are. That being said, no, they haven't really given us a lot of trouble. What we're doing is we're providing dynamic ratings for people who don't have them. So rather than somebody say they're a 3-5 and they go and they play somebody else who says they're a 3-5 and it's a 6-0, 6-0 match, we know we've all seen that before.
Right.
We're providing a level of accuracy for those players to definitively say that they are a 10 cap 45. They have a rating of a 10 cap 45. And it provides a little bit more detail than just saying you're a three five tennis player. And it provides it provides a dynamic way in order to do it. So a way to calculate ratings based on something other than self-rating.
Got it. And are there juniors involved in 10 cap tennis, or is it mostly adults?
Right now it's mostly adults. We're making a huge push to get into more juniors into the sport, because we feel juniors really drive tennis. I mean, and they really drive every sport. They're the future of the sport, and we just brought on our first large junior tennis league in Kansas City JTL as a client, and they're really excited to get started utilizing the platform, and so that league will launch this summer.
It sounds like it would be a huge thing for juniors, and a great tool to give them more experience. I just. Sounds like it could be one of the missing links out there in tennis. So tell us about how long has 10 Cap been around?
So 10 Cap's been around for a long time. It's initially started as a handicapping system, which would allow any other player to play with another player. I play a weird sport called court tennis, and they actually use a system like that very effectively. That being said, tennis, there's enough players of a similar ability level out there that it's still more fun to play somebody of a similar ability level than it is to play somebody in a competitive match at a different ability level. So we're really promoting the rating aspect as opposed to the handicapping system. The rating system in itself has been around for 10 years.
Wow.
So we've got a lot of data out there and match history results proving it works in finding players compatible matches.
Yeah, very good. And moving forward, what does TenCap have in the works to happen in the future?
We've got a lot of development underway. We're currently hiring developers. We're currently expanding our marketing effort. We are really, our future is a grassroots movement where we are bringing local communities together and then bringing them together on a national and then global level, maybe state, national, and then global level. Our goal is to unify tennis from a grassroots effort, and we'd like to encourage, and our marketing push is going to be to encourage people who run events to get an event set up in TenCap. We make the event really easy to run. We auto do schedules. Your draw is live, posted on the web. You can enter results. You can determine who enters results if you want to run a flex league. We make running an event in the system easy, and we're planning on making it easier because we really do believe that events are going to drive participation and score entry. And so I think from a future standpoint, TenCap is going to be a more event-centered company, and we'd hope organizations like Long Island Magazine will come on and next year, instead of use Eventbrite as their website, use TenCap Tennis as their website to have people register for their event. As we are a tennis and we are a racket sports specific platform.
Gotcha. Well, I will be sure to share that with them then. I'll get my 2 cents in. Is there a cost for players, just individual players, to be part of the site?
No. I mean, our goal is connecting tennis players should be free. Getting involved in tennis should be free. Signing up for an event is where the cost entails, and people are already paying for events. So no, it is 100% free for any player to sign up. They can track their match history, track their match results, find other compatible players in the area, sign up for local events, track their rating, and get dynamic feedback on their match results. So, and the whole system is free for players.
Wow. And tell our listeners where they can find this and get more information.
Yes, please go on www.tencaptennis.com and register as an individual. Sign on, go through the registration process I described earlier in the process, earlier in the show, and play more tennis. I mean, that's really the goal.
That's right. And Garrett, if people want to get in touch with you, how can they do that?
Yeah, give us a call, 866-556-7833, or you can shoot me an email personally, and it's Garrett, Garrett, gates@tencaptennis.com.
All right, Garrett, thank you for being with us today. It was a pleasure speaking with you, and I very much enjoyed hearing a little bit more about TenCap Tennis.
Natalie, thank you so much for the opportunity. I appreciate it.
All right. We'll stay in touch, and I'm going to go talk to those guys from Long Island and New York Tennis Magazine and see if we can get you guys connected for next year.
Great. Thank you so much.
All right. Take care. Bye-bye. All right. That was Garrett Gates of TenCap Tennis. So check that out. I signed up. It's very simple. www.tencaptennis.com. T-E-N-C-A-P. That easy. Sign up. Get plugged in. And get connected. It's about playing more tennis. I mean, that can truly be hard to do. So it's a great avenue to get connected with players out there and be introduced to players out there, meet new people, and get on the court more, because that's what we really want. Hey, the show's not over yet. We're going to start a new segment starting today, Smart Tennis Tips with Lisa Dotson. I'm very excited about this. We're going to head to a commercial break, but I don't want you to go anywhere because we're going to be back with Lisa.
This is Jason Haynes, CEO of the UR Tennis Network. We are proud to announce the 2013 summer camp season has begun. At USSportCamps.com, you can plan out a Nike tennis camp experience. These are offered to both adults and juniors for day and overnight camps. Visit USSportCamps.com to pick up a brochure and join over 50,000 youth who say yes to our summer camp experience. Join a Nike tennis camp at www.ussportcamps.com or call us at 1-800-NIKE-CAMPS. In 2013, let our summer camps be your victory. Choose the Nike tennis camps and take your game to the next level.
Welcome back to the Tennis Authority. I am Natalie Fox, your host. You just heard from our producer, Jason Haynes, talk about Nike tennis camps. Summer is coming, so get connected somewhere. And they even have them for adults, so you yourself can get connected to a camp. How great would that be? I haven't been to one myself in a long time. Okay, so we just talked with Garrett Gates at 10 Cap Tennis. I want you to check that out. And I announced our new segment, Smart Tennis Tips with Lisa Dotson. We've had Lisa on the show a couple of times. She's got this amazing device called the Total Serve, and I've invited her on because that's something I feel like the show lacks, and that's what you have said. The listeners, they want tennis tips. So I brought Lisa in to do that. Hello, Lisa.
Hey, Natalie. How are you today?
I'm fantastic. Welcome back to the Tennis Authority.
Thank you so much.
All right. So you've got some grip tips for the serve today.
Yes, I do. And I'm just going to dive right in. The serve is just the most misunderstood stroke in the game of tennis. And I think one of the big problems is that people get so psyched out because they hear all the time, oh, the serve is so difficult and it's so complicated and it's this and it's that, that they already think that they can't do it before they even try, or they think that they can't change, that it's going to be so hard. And I think that's really one of the biggest stumbling blocks with the serve. And that can definitely be overcome, right, if you just kind of take it apart and do things in segments. So today I'm choosing the grip, which is first and foremost the number one aspect of the serve that has to be right. There are all kinds of things on the serve, all different points that vary. When we watch the pros, we see no two serves look exactly alike. They have different upswings. They do something different with their feet. Those are just a couple of examples, but there's certain things in common on every serve that we don't necessarily notice, and one of those is the grip. It has to be in the right place, and typically it's called continental grip. There is a little bit of controversy about the name, but I go along with the USTA and USPTA certification grips, and so I'm going to be using the word continental, which is, I think, what most people are most familiar with. And Natalie, please feel free to stop me if you have any questions, because I'm going to have to just kind of move this along quickly.
Sure.
And if I'm not clear with something, would you please just stop me and ask me what the heck I'm talking about?
Of course I will.
That would be great. Okay, so most of us think that the grip, we just concentrate on the continental, which I call the left-right direction of the grip. So when you're looking at the thin beam of the racket, oh, and I would suggest that anybody that's listening out there, go get your racket now and start looking at it as I'm talking about these tips, because it's going to help you a lot more if you can actually feel your racket and look at it while I'm describing to you. So the continental grip is the left-right direction. It's over towards the backhand, away from a forehand. And most people just concentrate on that aspect of the serve. And what they forget about is my number one tip, that you hold the grip in a very loose manner and very low on the racket. So that's the tip for the day, and that's what I'm going to be talking about, not so much the continental grip aspect of the grip. So why do we hold the grip loose on the racket? Well, with the serve, we want a fluid and flowing motion, which incorporates the entire body. So if your hand is tight Then this tightness travels to your wrist, your forearm, your elbow, your bicep, your tricep, your shoulder. And then this tension moves to your back. And since it's impossible to have a tight upper body and a loose lower body, that tightness then translates all the way to your lower body, to your legs. Does that kind of make sense to you?
Yes.
Okay. And so conversely, if our legs are tight, well, then all that tension is going to travel up to our arm and hand, and we're not going to be able to use the correct fluid with emotion. Okay, so we want, if your hand is tight, your whole body tightens up, but primarily your arm. And since we want this to be loose and whippy, it defeats the whole purpose if you hold on tight. We're looking for what I call loose links, and the links in your arm, that's the the wrist and the elbow and the shoulder, they link together the racket, the forearm, and the bicep tricep area. So we want, just picture this, like a macaroni string that's really loose, and we're whipping that around. It's got all these different segments, and we want those segments to be moving. So that's what I'm referring to when I'm saying loose links. Does that kind of make sense as well?
Yes, yes.
Okay. And so why do we hold it low on the racket? Well, we want to hold a low grip because we actually want less control over the racket head, and we want it to feel heavier on the serve. Because the less control we have over it and the heavier it is, the faster it can move, and that's what we refer to when we talk about racket head speed. Okay, so that kind of sounds a little bit scary when we say, all right, we don't want this to be in control, and we want the racket head to feel heavy, right? And people go, no! And they choke up and they grip on tight because you're sure that that's how you're going to get the ball over and in. But it's exactly the wrong thing to do. We want it to be loose and whippy. And what we're really looking for is to place the ball in the way of this loose, whippy motion, right? So we want the serve motion to be the same every single time, and we want to place the ball in the way of it and just get that racket head moving through it, as opposed to what we usually do is a hunt and peck. We toss the ball up and we search for it with our racket head, right? So it's not traveling on a really efficient path, okay? So we've got loose and low, and those are just critical areas. So there are difficulties that go along with this, of course. When we're learning or changing, we're typically moving the grip to the left, to the continental, and away from the forehand. Yes. And so that's uncomfortable to a lot of people, and it feels weird. And so, when I'm teaching a lesson and we're trying to get that hand over there, people then grip on really hard because they don't want to lose the grip, and they can never remember really where it is, right?
Right, right.
So they grip on really tight. So now they have the right-left direction, correct? They've got the continental grip, but now they've just destroyed everything else because now I can't get the loose length in the arm, okay? So that's a really, really difficult part of it. And the other part is that we really like to control the racket, which I mentioned before, which is just not good for the serve. What we want is this whippy path to action every time to get going through. So we got to let go of the idea of controlling the racket head. We just have to get the racket traveling on the correct path. And in order to make this uncomfortable continental grip comfortable, if you relax your hand, then your arm and your hand can just move naturally the way it's supposed to with these loose links. So that is the key to if you can manage yourself over to that continental grip. The key is then making all of this work by holding your hand loose and low on the racket. So I've got a really great drill for that. And again, if you at home have your racket with you, I want you to try and do this because it's a little hard to describe. You're going to put your hand on your grip with the continental grip and just slide it all the way down so that only you only have two fingers and your thumb on the racket. They're just above the flared end of the racket, and your pinky and your third finger are kind of balled up underneath the butt of the racket. And now you go through your swing motion. Just go through your serve motion, and you're going to feel all these loose links in your arm because you can't control the racket because you don't have a full hand on there. So I'm kind of you force this action. I also do this just with one finger and the thumb on there. Lots of people are afraid they're going to let the racket fly.
Whoa.
I've never actually had anybody let the racket fly. And when I was a kid, that's the way they taught us. We put one finger and a thumb on there, and you hit a ball. And you got this uncontrolled racket head, and still to this day, I'm always surprised that it actually contacts it and it goes in the box because you just don't know. I mean, you just feel like, oh my gosh, this thing is flying all over the place. But that's really kind of the idea that we want to get, and this just forces it. So that's just a fantastic drill to do, and it's something you can do at your home, on your in your backyard, whatever. You don't need to be on the tennis court because you're not actually hitting a ball. You can just improve your serve by doing this simple little drill.
Awesome. Very good.
Do you need me to finish up?
Yeah, go ahead. Yeah.
So just to kind of wrap it up, always loose, always low on the grip. Always, always, always. And reality says that you have to practice this. And you have to allow yourself time to get comfortable with it. Because if you just go out there and do it 10 times and go, oh, gosh, this feels terrible, and you give up, you're never going to get any better. You can really improve quickly on your serve if you do things right. Do this first and just give yourself a chance to get used to it before you quit. And you'll have an improved serve in no time.
Loose and low, I've got that down, and I laughed throughout the whole talk because I could identify with so many of those things, and I still to this day am gripping really tight, so I can't wait to get out and try this stuff. Lisa,
great.
Thank you so much for joining me today, and I look forward to next week's tip.
All right. Thanks a lot, Natalie. Have a great day.
All right. You too. Okay, we're going to take, we have a caller on the line. Hello, caller. Who's calling and where are you calling from?
Are you talking about me?
I'm talking about you.
You know who I am.
Ladies and
What's
gentlemen,
Natalie?
Hey, we have the honor of having Brian Hughes. For those of you who have been around from the beginning of the show, Brian was my very first guest ever. So probably my mom and Jason were my only two listeners that day. And my husband, I guess he was listening. So, Brian, welcome back to the Tennis Authority.
And now you'll have to turn around and, you know, help me and be one of my guests now, right?
I will absolutely do that. You did it for me. I'll do it for you.
I have to, because, look at everything you've been doing now, all the experience you got, all the people you've been talking to, all the stories, all the chit-chat that you've been involved. Come on. I know you like to chit-chat. You got to help me out.
I'll help you out. So, Brian, you've got a new show coming. When is it going to launch?
We do. You know, it's good. We are going to go with Fridays starting in April, and I'm going to look right now because it's April 1st. Yeah, I wanted to say it, but that's not April 1st. I'm sorry. Let me look here again. That's April. How about me? I'm prepared. April 6th or something. Yeah, April 5th. That's it.
April 5th. Okay,
April 5th. Friday, April 5th.
Awesome. You'll be on Fridays then, same day as the Tennis Authority, so I'm excited. That makes me feel
special. I'm going to go ahead and follow you.
Oh, fantastic. So you'll be on it too?
Yes.
2 o'clock your time? Yeah. Or is that 3 your time?
Yeah,
2 o'clock your time.
Yeah, 2 o'clock Eastern time. And, you know, this way, I'll be able to follow along with what you're doing and kind of get in the spirit of things before I give it an attempt and see if I can follow up the pro.
All right. Well, thank you. That means I can't go overtime.
Oh, that's all right. Don't worry about it. I'm flexible. Don't worry. You share my time anytime you need to, Natalie. That's okay. But, the program's going to be the name of the program is going to be Get With The Program. And what we're going to do is we're going to cover basically, you know, it's our mission to promote dynamic tennis programs and outreaches, I'd say in the world by the time we're not going to stop anywhere, but that influences the growth and development of our community and its stakeholders, being businesses or kids or clubs or schools, you name it. And we want to know, you know, people that are doing, progressive outreach and fellowship type programming that are trying to help the inner cities and, it doesn't have to be inner city, obviously, anywhere, anytime that people need to know about. Information for parents, information for coaches, information for businesses that and bringing all those communities together and, letting them letting them talk about, you know, why you need to know about their, you know, their information.
All right, Brian, that sounds fantastic. We're out of time here. Thank you for calling in. Thank you for joining. I can't wait
thanks, Natalie,
to hear you on the air. We'll talk soon. Take care.
All right, take care.
Opinions stated by various contributors to the UR Tennis Network and its programming are not to be considered as endorsed by the UR Tennis Network. Participants are encouraged to use their own discernments and draw their own conclusions. All information, products, and services offered by the UR Tennis Network are for personal use only. The UR Tennis Network does not confirm nor deny the validity or accuracy of information contained within the network. Any products or services provided for should be used solely for entertainment purposes. We emphasize the idea of keeping an open mind and not construing the products, services, or data as factual.